This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Today at 9.15, we peak for the week. Equalizer 2.
Right.
Hooman and Rudy will be doing the big review.
Yes, thank you. And also, everyone, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about some cool things going on this weekend about movies. The Sausalito Film Festival is happening, and I'm going to be on stage with a pretty famous actress doing a big Q&A at the end of a movie.
Oh, so, what actress?
Mia Maestro.
Oh, I don't know her. What's she?
She was in Twilight and Nashville, and she's been in a bunch of stuff. But she's got a documentary there.
And, what's the doc?
It's called Into the Okavango, and it's a documentary about this river in Africa and how important it is and what they're doing to save it and how it, like, feeds the people and the animals and the agriculture and everything. And, you know, Africa definitely has some issues, and we're going to watch it, and I'll do a 20-minute Q&A at the end.
How are you going to make that fun?
Well, he's human. Everything he does, he just brings he brings the thunder.
Well, listen, it's going to be fun. We're going to make it fun, but we're going to really make it informative. And hopefully, like, Mia will come up with a bunch of ideas what we can do to save the river.
Oh, is the river's in trouble?
Well, yeah, that's why they're doing a documentary, I'm sure. I haven't seen the movie yet, but...
Is it the beavers?
They need more beavers?
No, the beavers
are damming it.
And then, you know... Downriver, everyone's like, where's the water at?
Seems like the water used to be here.
Goddamn beavers.
Did you ever watch Scandal or Alias?
No.
Motorcycle Diaries?
No.
That's what Mia was like.
So she's known, but by a sliver.
A lot of people.
Okay. All right. Well, she's got a social conscience. She's out there.
Good for her.
Trying to save an African river.
That's the lady?
Oh, wait.
Let's have a look.
There's
at
a black
it.
Screen.
Yeah.
Mia Maestro.
There she is.
Oh, I don't recognize her at all.
She's hot.
For sure.
Nope, I don't recognize her, but she's a very pretty young girl.
Is that Natalie Portman?
She looks a lot like Natalie Portman.
Mia Maestro.
All right. Look her up, everybody. Mia Maestro.
Anyway, if you're going to be the Sausalito, I'm going to remind you about all
Please
this at
do.
9 o'clock.
Yes.
But if you're going to be the Sausalito Film Festival this weekend, I'll be there too.
Hooman,
say hi.
Please.
Come on,
if she asks you to go to yogurt or something, please just go, would you?
I don't think I'm like at the level of somebody she would even consider. We talked on the phone.
Well, she's obviously very deep. She's doing a documentary. I mean, she's more than just surface beauty.
And
just
you'll have
you're older.
20 minutes to charm
yes.
her.
Yes.
And somewhere in there, you should just say, have you ever eaten at French Laundry? Because I know a guy.
I do. That's true.
Right. And well, so there's one of the questions. Write it down.
There's a small group of us going to dinner after.
So, oh, will you invite her to that?
Well, she invited me. Like, I'm gonna be
at
dinner with her.
Oh, so not only are you spending 20 minutes, so you've had some interactions with her to
be
invited.
Yeah, we talked on the phone yesterday.
Oh. And she said, won't you join us for dinner?
Yeah.
Without even meeting you. You're sight unseen right now.
Well,
she's already into you.
I was introduced to her by somebody who she trusts, so...
Oh. Who's that?
Zem. One of Zem's friends.
Oh. Any chance to mention that woman's name?
Well, I mean, you guys are like, you know.
Eco-fabulous.
So you're going to go to dinner with all of them?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Well,
why not?
You know,
Saturday
with
night.
With all of them. Yeah. Oh, it sounds
might
great.
Might as well.
Right.
I invited Sarah to the screenings. She's busy.
Oh, just
I
Sarah?
Yeah,
well,
just
do you want to go?
No.
All right. And you, Vinny? And how about you, Bryn?
You didn't hear me.
Oh,
so.
Oh, right.
I'm not trying to get
it's
in
right
on any of that.
Right down the street from Sarah's house.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm busy, though.
We have busy.
We have the Gillis families coming over.
Of course, yes.
Kids are going to jam, and parents are going to drink.
And then what?
And then we'll call it a night. I mean, what do you think's going to happen? We're not in Portland, Oregon.
They're one day closer to death.
Right. Hey. Shorter of breath and one day closer to death. All right. Did I or didn't? Amazon's hiring in multiple locations in San Francisco, Richmond, and Fremont. Get flexible scheduling and weekly pay. Apply now at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs and equal opportunity employer. Let's see here. I'm going to start with, you know, this is total tabloid trash, so I don't know if it'll turn out to be true or not. Liam Hemsworth is Australian, so of course, you know, I'm sure he's in OK Australia all the time. But OK Magazine is a tabloid. I mean, mm-hmm. it's the Inquirer. Sure, it's the Inquirer of Australia. Mm-hmm. And I think OK is originally an English paper, isn't it? An English
I thought so.
Thing. So, look, I'm sure it's very reputable. I'm sure they've done their homework on this, but who knows? Supposedly, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have once again canceled their relationship. You remember that they were together, then they were engaged, then they broke up for a while, then they got back together and got reengaged. And now, apparently, they've called it off because they can't agree on when to have kids. I don't know how old Miley is. Early to mid-20s.
Yeah.
And maybe he's older and is really thinking kids at this point.
He's 28.
She's 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have 1,000 years before they have to worry about it. So he wants to get started immediately.
Right.
And she is not ready.
I'm glad they had that conversation and they should break up. Good for them.
He is heartbroken, says some source.
They probably both are.
He wants kids. He doesn't want to keep putting it off, but it's not quite the timeline Miley had in mind. In fact, she didn't even want to get married, but apparently Liam was the last person to figure out. His family had been begging him to see the light for a long time, but he had faith in Miley. Now he feels like an idiot. An idiot. Over the weekend, she deleted everything off her Instagram. So apparently when she deleted everything...
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah. When she deleted everything off her Instagram, you know, OK Australia went into overdrive to figure out what the hell was going on. There's really no word on whether or not that had anything official to do with them breaking up or not. But that's what they're reporting. And generally, you know, when there's smoke, there's...
Couples should have those conversations.
Oh, that's 100%.
Big deal.
Kids and when?
She's got 76 million followers, but zero posts now.
Wow.
Just wiped it clean.
That's a lot to lose. How many posts did she have before, I wonder? You know, did she have 5,000 posts up there? 10,000? I mean, she was pretty active. Cardi B, she's been a mom for 1 week. Mm-hmm. And she has no plans to get a nanny. She says no matter how many books you read, nothing can prepare you for mommy mode, but she still wants to do as much of it as she can by herself. And her sister and her mother are apparently there helping her out. Were you able to grab the audio off this? Was it interesting?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun to listen to her talk.
Sure, it is.
All right, here's some of it.
Oh, pause that for 1 second. So this video, she's not in this video. I mean, obviously, she's filming it.
I'll play you what she's showing here.
It's like a little monkey. And she's acting like the monkey's doing the talking. And then she explains why, at some point in the video, why she's not in the video. So here we go. So she's had a baby and she has jaundice. Yeah, her eyes are dark and puffy and her hair's effed up. So she doesn't want to show herself in any of these videos. So she's like using a little doll to,
that's kind
to
of
talk.
Fun.
It is. It's cute.
It's a perfect description to a different dimension.
Yeah. I'm in a whole place you can't reach me at. But I did want to, you know, sort of acknowledge the real world where I just got nominated.
Give her a couple of weeks. She'll get that nanny, right?
Well, even if she doesn't get a nanny, you know, she's got help from her family. Yeah. And, you know, but... good for her. She's in it. Mm-hmm. And seems to be happy to be in it.
I have a story coming up about those first couple years, so I'll do that in the news. She shouldn't feel bad about getting the nanny.
Oh, absolutely. If you can afford a nanny, get a nanny. That's so, it makes you a better, you're so much more happy to be there when you when you are there. It's like, oh, I've had a break from you, you little darling. Come here. Why are you crying? Nanny. In case you missed it, and I know this, the video's been going around. It was a pretty epic accident on America's Got Talent on Tuesday night.
Mm. Bryn and I watched it yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're watching it in here.
It's terrible. I mean, it's really is a thing that could have been really bad, and it happened in front of the whole audience. It was a performance by Duo Transcend. They're married trapeze artists, Mary and Tice. And at the end of the act, they try a stunt where Tice would try to catch her blindfolded. And I should say he's hanging upside down on a trapeze. It's not swinging. It's just hanging right above fire. There's the whole stage has got some pyrotechnics going on. And then she's upside down, but higher up. So it's almost like her head is a foot or two above his head, and her legs are up, sort of holding onto the sides of the swing. And then as she slides down, he's blindfolded. He's supposed to catch her as she goes by. So he doesn't catch her. He tries, but what it looks like is that her body was slicker than normal. They're saying that they hadn't worked with fire before, and they were sweatier than they normally would have been. And it does look like his hands slip off her. Mm-hmm. Like he's even trying to grab her by the toe by the end of it. And she falls. Not too far. What would you say that fall is?
10 feet.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe
still,
higher
she's
than
up.
That.
She, yeah, I think so, too. Still, she's upside down. I mean, that could have been a broken neck. But so we do have them talking about the... Because she does stand up, but she can't quite get her arms all the way up, and she's all like, no, I'm fine.
Takes a second, too.
Yeah. She lays there for a minute. She doesn't fall directly into the fire. But
this
anyway.
Is them talking? Where's them
talking? No. So then I think we have a shot of them on Entertainment Tonight. What have you got, Brittany?
This is nothing.
No big deal.
Right. We watched it yesterday, we both were like, along the way of doing this, they've probably had many falls similar
right.
to that. They probably had nets, but still, right. along the way, they've probably had a lot of falls.
Well, and he was saying, too, that, and she reiterated this, that she knows how to fall. She knows how to land.
Right.
And she said, let me see if I can find her quote here, basically that she... the trick for her was to tuck her head before she hit the ground so she wouldn't break her neck. So she just landed on
right.
her back. And still, it was very dramatic. And apparently, they did make it through to the next round, even with that snafu.
Well, I could see how they had people glued to their TVs. Mm-hmm. I was watching it on my iPad, and And it actually, the headline was, something bad is about to happen. So I'm and each thing I kept going,
What's kind of compelling about moving them on to the next round is that now that something has happened, you will be sort of expecting that. It'll be even more exciting if it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like
want to root for them.
Sure, when you pull off a move, it'll
be. Someone, 415 says, that AGT trapeze act looked planned. When she fell, he kept the blindfold on and just stayed there. If this was legit, he would have ripped it off immediately.
Well, I don't know. No. They're professional. Like, look, this is what I was thinking. Growing up, I skateboarded. And in order to get a trick sort of into your bag, mm-hmm. so to speak, of tricks, I might do a trick 100 times before I get it. I might fall 50 of those times, fully fall and smash and lay out and be like, right. I'm hurt. And then all anyone has to say is, get out of the way. We're next. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is when you're learning to do stuff that's dangerous. You fall.
Right.
I don't think that he probably,
it wasn't the first time he ever dropped her.
They're not brand new.
And she knows how to fall. It is. I did think also that it was sort of weird that the blindfold stayed on. Wouldn't you at least peek?
Maybe you would, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's on TV. He's just dropped her. The moment is way bigger than probably one. I mean, they're on TV.
Yeah. Still, did you make it? Just a little peek. Because at that point, the thing was over. He dropped down off the thing and afterwards.
Oh, I was wondering, 408 says there was a floor pad under the trapeze duel. I was wondering about that.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes sense that it wasn't...
You would think, yeah.
Right, just the hard stage floor.
Right.
That dusty stage floor. Anyway, there you go. That's everyone's fine, and they're moving on to the next round. So if you're watching America's Got Talent this summer, that's, you know, in case you were wondering.
You know the way she falls? It looks like she's going straight down on her head.
Yeah.
But midway, if you watch carefully, she actually adjust somehow, and she's landing on her back very well, too.
Well, she knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that midair control of her body is something that she's worked on for
years. Like, for most of us, we'd just start pedaling and running in the air like, I can fly. Boy, the audience reaction
the way they jump
is just crazy. I mean, she really does fall. Yikes.
Ooh.
What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Your beloved childhood memories after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by PG&E Summer Heat. You can watch this show every day. In fact, today, 9:15, Rudy will be showing up, our friend Rudy, and you'll be able to see him as he and Hooman do the movie review together.
Thank you. Very exciting.
Just go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That takes you directly to the Looking Glass. We got the cameras going. We all look fancy. Got our fancy clothes on and our full face of makeup.
Yeah.
Check us out. And we run the feed all day long. So it's live while we're here, and then it loops throughout the day. And on the weekends, it's a best of. This summer, find energy and money-saving ideas to keep your costs under control at pge.com/summertools.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. We begin with the front page of today's Mercury News. It also fronted, I believe, the Chronicle, but this picture is a good one of Highway 1 opened back up in Big Sur, which it's been pretty devastating for that area. But you can see.
Oh, look at what slid away.
It's a big
Holy
overhead
cow.
Shot. So it shows where the slide was. Mm-hmm. And it also shows the clean, shiny black road that's paved right through the middle of it all.
Yeah, that is a brand new road they've put on there. Actually, it looks fantastic.
Big Sur is back. Fingers crossed they don't have to deal with any more trouble for a while. They do already deal with fire seasons and more, but man, that was something.
Well, to have it cut off like that, I remember when it first happened. You know, we hadn't talked about it very much in the last few months, but when it first happened, I mean, people were cut off.
Yeah.
You know, that was, it was
hours to go
hours and hours to go around.
So I don't know how many of you out there listening, if you try to think back to your childhood memories, your earliest possible childhood memory, how many of you can say definitively, like, I know it's this? Probably not many of you are able to pinpoint.
I don't know how old I was, but I do have what I think is my earliest memory. I was in the back of my parents' VW bus, whatever those things were called, and I had just eaten a whole pack of cigarettes. And I was, and my mom, I remember her turning around and flipping out and trying to get it out of my mouth.
How old were you?
I want to say I was like 2-something.
Okay.
But I remember that feeling of those, or, you know, it's so hard to say, though, because I've heard that story from them, because, you know, the kid sat there and ate a thing. You know what I mean?
According to a new study out of the University of London, most of your beloved childhood memories are fake. They're not fake like they didn't happen.
Right.
They're fake that you have pieced together pictures and stories you've heard, and you've taken that on as something you remember happening to
you.
Right. Which is possibly.
Probably. You don't have a lot of memories in your twos.
And that's why when we were talking about Cardi B and the fact that she's decided to stay home and raise her child and doesn't have a nanny, I was thinking, I'm looking at my story going, your kid's not going to know.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Like, be there. You know, you have to create that closeness and that bond.
Right.
But your kid's not going to go, my mom ditched me when I was.
I remember when I was 18 months old and I wanted my mommy and instead my nanny came.
The researchers say there's a really good chance you think you remember something from your early childhood, but you've just pieced together fake memories through pictures and stories.
Yeah. I definitely think that's true. And they also say that memories change over time because you don't actually, the only time you actually remember an event happening is the first time you remember it.
Because after that, you remember the memory. And then you remember the memory. And that's why things change. Witnesses are unreliable. Mm. It's, you know, we all sort of, you can add in whatever you want and edit out what you don't want.
They say this is especially true for memories you have from the age of 2 or younger.
Yeah. People say that they can remember being born.
Yeah, that's...
What?
There are people who say that. I remember
feel like
the
I
pressure.
I can't remember anything. Like, 5 is probably my earliest memory. I don't know anything.
Well, that... And that might be a genuine memory.
Yeah.
Like, there's... Again, and especially kids coming up now who are going to have pictures of almost every day of their life.
Almost every day. What are you, insane? Every single day, 100 pictures a day. I was telling you that I don't do all that much with photos anymore. I used to like really be concerned, and every year I'd go through all our digital photos and put a book together. So, you know, you can assign faces. You can assign a named faces, and it will even start to recognize people. Mm-hmm. And so I had a big file of my kids. Of each of us, actually, of, you know, all these people that we know. And as you put your cursor on the on just sort of the main part of it and drag your cursor across it, it's showing you each picture and you watch your child age. Mm. It's the weirdest thing. So I went, oh, my God, this is like 6 years of photos and I'm watching my kid grow just by dragging the cursor
that's
over.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're looking at now.
Like, so,
you have so many damn pictures of your kids.
Mm-hmm. I actually do think there's some... Like, I've taken my kid to Disneyland, and I can see how she... Is she going to remember that? Maybe not. But I'm going to show her those damn pictures, because we took you to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go, and that's... Proof. Not everybody gets to go.
Right.
You know, you're
most
lucky.
Most people.
Right. It's pretty cool that you got to go there. Mm-hmm. So here's some pictures.
And she'll think she remembers it.
Be stoked.
Right.
And by the way, you made me sit in line for all the princesses. We didn't go on any rides.
Reminder that you were fuming.
Right.
Remember my dad fuming when I was 1 year old?
The trip before that she was too busy crying or being bashful.
Right. She didn't see any of the princesses.
Which one was it? It was Elsa and Anna. She wouldn't go see him.
Too much for her, huh?
It's overwhelming when you're that age.
And it was that one particular spot is also really loud. It's like you have to go inside and there's some films being shown on the walls.
Oh, right. To sort of keep you occupied.
It's in California Adventure, actually, where they had them. Hmm. And I don't think you were there. You weren't there. It was just me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You went on the trip.
Yeah, I went on the trip. Yeah. So I was doing the show, right. And they went to go do it and then backed out. The next time I went with them and was like, oh, you're going.
And did she?
Yes. Oh. Absolutely. Dad likes to, you know,
get in there and
be like, well, listen, we're going to be brave. I'm right here.
Yeah.
You got this. Let's do this. Let's not leave again.
You don't want to.
Without
you don't
having
do that, right.
Your Anna or Elsa for crying out loud. This is the big get.
I mean, they're right there.
Yeah.
You love them.
The world's 20 most valuable sports team of 2018 is... The world's most valuable sports team of 2018 is?
Is it a soccer team or is it a football team?
It's a football team.
Is it the Cowboys?
It's the Cowboys.
Goddamn Cowboys.
It's always the Cowboys.
It's always the goddamn Cowboys.
They haven't won the Super Bowl in, I think, 30 years.
Right.
Someone can correct me. There's a Cowboys fan out there.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time since they've been worth a you-know-what. And yet... $4.8 billion for just the Dallas Cowboys.
What do they base that on? Just like number of fans
in
attendance,
sure,
how much merchandising they sell?
With all of that and the stadium, because Jerry Jones probably built that himself or has ownership of it, whether he got investment or not. So it's part of the team's value.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Last time they won was 1996.
Oh, they won the Super Bowl in 1996?
Mm-hmm. So, well, they've won 5 times altogether, but 1996 was the last time.
Oh.
All right.
Wow. I must not have been paying attention.
I'm trying to think. Would that have been the Aikman days?
Yeah.
It had to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Anyway, then it's the soccer teams. Manchester United, Real Madrid, Barcelona, and then the Yankees come in at number 5. The Pats are number 6, Sarah.
Surprising.
At $3.7 billion. Why is it surprising? They're the team that isn't a surprise.
I don't know.
They win all the Super Bowls.
I guess
Bowls,
that's true, right?
Except the last one.
Yeah. Philly.
The New York Knicks, another team that hasn't had success in... They for sure haven't had success in 30-something years.
Yeah.
The Knicks have been bad forever.
But the New York Knicks just sounds cool.
Well, it's the Madison Square Garden.
Right?
It's right there in downtown New York. I mean, you're there and you're like...
Why wouldn't I go see the
Knicks
play?
I'm in New York City. Mm-hmm. This is incredible. Let's go watch the Knicks lose. The Lakers and the NFL New York Giants are tied for 8th place. The Golden State Warriors and the Washington Redskins are tied for 10th place.
Oy, I don't even want to say their name. Why did I just say that?
Coming in at 13 is the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
Worth $3.05 billion. All right.
Well, congratulations to... I'm sorry, are they number 10?
They're number
13. Do the Yorks still own?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think that was me.
I don't think we need to talk about it.
My mic was off.
I didn't hear it. That was a loud one, though.
I'll take that one. It was me. I'm gurgling, everyone. Really? I'm really not gurgling.
How come you don't gurgle?
I don't know. I don't know what it is with you guys
constantly.
That you gurgle
yeah.
so much.
It's
so
I've been gurgling lately.
If you didn't hear it, everyone, in our headphones, there's a weird like...
It was loud.
It's like a...
Monster.
Damn it.
Like someone mic'd the family dog in the corner and there's like weirdness coming from the thing.
My stomach is constantly making noise. You guys isn't?
You still eating in the morning?
Yeah, I eat
cereal?
In the morning now. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's great because then I don't eat all, you know, then I don't have to order the stuff when you guys do because that's never healthy.
Yeah. Well,
and it's nice to eat first thing. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm starving in the morning.
Oh, my God. That was not me.
Oh, wait.
Stop
do it again.
What do you mean, what?
Oh, do it. Yeah, it was something like that.
Oh, my God. Stop it. People can't even hear that in their car. And we don't have to acknowledge it every time it happens.
I try not to, but sometimes it
you
makes my
try
head
hard
snap.
Enough.
Can't help
Keep
it.
Keep on going. Call out my intestinal rumblings.
It wasn't me.
According to this story, the average person spends a total of 26 days a year looking at random websites on company time. Forget about company time. Think about, in general, how often you will sit in front of your computer and bounce around on websites pointlessly. What would you say? Is it an hour a day?
I'll tell you something. It used to be a lot more.
Oh, you've pulled off.
In fact, when I leave in the morning... When I get up in the morning and sit down to like go through my email and stuff, I turn on my computer. And when I leave the house at 4:38, I turn off the computer. And most days, I don't turn it back on. Now, that's not to say that I don't look at my phone.
Okay.
Like I might Google something or go to Amazon or something. But I am not spending time on Facebook and I'm not spending time looking at... Trying to not be on my computer. I try to look at as few screens as possible, which kind of sucks. I do read on my phone, so on my Kindle.
Yeah, see, if I'm going to be online looking at stuff, I prefer to look at my laptop. I will not do searches on my phone if I can find something bigger. Mm. The missus will sit there with her phone. I'll be like, the laptop's right there. Just pick that up.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm good. No.
I can't remember the last time I used the laptop at home.
Yeah.
I read on my phone.
I just read on my phone. And then if there's a big story, I'll turn on the news. The news is on all the time. Anytime you want it, it's right there. And I'll sit and watch that for a while. And then I don't get sucked in because that's the problem for me is that if I get on a website, especially if I'm looking up a news story, then you see all the stuff on the side and you go, oh, what's that? Oh, I heard about that. Oh, I want to see what that is. Mm-hmm. Or they'll have like highlighted links to this, that, and the other thing. So I'm trying not to. I want to be in the world and look around.
I'm with you in that, but I also will be that person who is looking at the long-term surfing forecast, and I came on here to do my banking. What right. am I doing? Why am I doing that? I don't know, but that's, it's like that rabbit hole thing.
What's the story?
Oh, 26 days a year looking at random websites on company time. So
I wonder if we were at work and we had a console, you know, a setup in front of us, and there you are, and you're, sure. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm sure we'd probably spend a lot more time.
If we had a 9-to-5 kind of job.
Right.
Our
text
number.
I'm sure we'd spend a lot more time down rabbit holes.
Buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
800-400-3697. Here's one. 510 says, I saw Hooman yesterday.
Oh, how exciting.
Around 3 p.m. on Clay and Sampson, I was in my Uber, and Hooman was standing in the middle of the street trying to cross. Didn't his mom teach him how to cross the street properly and look both ways before crossing it? I wanted to stop and say hello, but he was too busy on his phone, just standing there in the middle of the street.
On his phone.
And my driver didn't want to stop.
Hooman.
I was walking around the financial district yesterday. That
Why?
Is true. I had a lunch and I had some people to meet. I want to get my sideburns trimmed. I want to see if there's any new cool cafes opened up.
Oh,
and
just kinda, meandering, just wandering.
Yeah, went to the bank, you know, did a few things. I had to kill some time. Chris Kelly was giving a talk and it was in that area, so.
But just, on your phone in the street?
So what happened was I was on the phone, but I was crossing the street. I stood in the middle of the street for a second, and I went back to the sidewalk because I walked past a couple who was clearly lost. They were looking at a map, and I passed them, and I'm like, I should stop and ask them if they need some help.
And did they?
So, yeah. So I went back.
But
it took me a second. They couldn't figure out how to get to the Bay Bridge, and they were on the they were basically at Embarcadero 1, and they were looking at the map backwards.
Oh,
so I turned it around for them, and
well,
I said, "Oh,
first of all,
here we are." And they had their kids with them, and I could see that they had been at the corner for a while. And I'm like, "Do I just keep walking? Do I stop?"
You
and
them.
So it took me a second to figure out what to do. So I did stop in the middle of the street.
They had a paper map.
Yeah.
None of them had a smartphone.
I don't know. I don't even know where they were from. I just said, where are you? Don't do that. I was trying to, get them to the right place. Yeah. I didn't want to shame them. In the
you
middle.
Didn't?
No. I just want to help them.
You were like, don't you have a smartphone, you dummies?
And so I just.
That's very nice of you, Hooman.
You know, sometimes you're walking and you need a second to think before you turn around and introduce yourself to complete strangers who could very well say, we don't know you. We don't want your help.
And get out like, of here.
We got this, weirdo.
Right, no good deed going unpunished.
We're not giving you a dollar.
Yeah. All right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the, loudersound.com's list of the 15 greatest
louder
albums.
Louder Sound.
I knew you were going to love this. Loudersounds.com. And their list of the 15 best classic rock albums to have on vinyl after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.